The governor says the recall cast a pall over small business owners who didn't know how the outcome may or may not have affected their companies. Now, Scott Walker says his decisive win will let businesses know his reforms will continue.
As I heard from small business owners from one end of the state to the other, that now they know it's going to continue, they know we're going to go forward. And that means we're going to see people, I think, add unbelievable amounts of new jobs over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, and certainly for the next 6 months here.
In an initial campaign promise, Walker pledged to create 250,000 jobs in 4 years. The associate director of UW-Madison's Center on Wisconsin Strategy calls that a reasonable number. But Laura Dresser, who's also a labor economist, says the governor has a lot of catching up to do.
I don't know what an unbelievable number is, but I do know what we need. You know, to get back just to where we were in December 2007, we need 150,000 jobs. And to make up for population growth since then, we need 75,000 jobs.
Dresser says Wisconsin added about 24,000 jobs last year. She says that number is weak, even compared with the national job recovery. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.